The referee's whistle, John McLaughlin's final whistle, brings an end to this contest, Declan. Despite all those good chances, particularly those that came the way of Finn Harps, they created far greater the amount of chances. It's remained scoreless and it's finished 0-0.
Yeah, it's been one of those games. It's hard to believe it ended up 0-0 with the amount of chances that we had. Their goalkeeper actually pulled off some three or four really good saves. Started off the game very well. We had four or five corners and long throw-ins that caused them problems with the ball clear off the line. We had two or three great chances the first half. Mark Coyle was influential in most of those chances. Quartaro had one or two chances, and just on another night he sticked them away. Didn't tonight, things didn't happen for him, but he worked hard up there. Mark Coyle obviously played off him in the 10 position, new role for him, but he got chances. Defended very, very well, and we had obviously two substitutions came in there. Stephen Doherty came in there, and also Tony McNamee obviously played very well in there as well. So, overall, Gareth Harkin came in and was really, really good as well. And just gets that wee bit of composure. UCD started off the second half very, very well. We overcome that. And overall, we deserved 3 points. We didn't get it. But, again, 6 points still ahead of UCD with three games left. And that's a big ask for UCD.
No doubt about it. Harps the better side in that first half. Those chances coming the way of Mark Coyle on 21 minutes. Raf Quartaro had a good opportunity on 33 minutes. Good save from the goalkeeper on that occasion. And just before half time, Mark Coyle was in again. He just took a wee bit too much in terms of possession inside the area. Struggled to make his mind up on time, and UCD were able to get the challenge in and clear the danger. UCD better in the second half, but it was Harps who had the first real opportunity of that second half. Quartaro with the chance, wide of the post when really he should have had the target. Up the other end, the one big opportunity that came the way of UCD arrived on 57 minutes. McClellan with the shot. It was at the end of a brilliant move. Good opportunity for McClellan. Got a shot away. Mark Anthony McGinley making a brilliant, brilliant save. Stephen Doherty then had a chance at the other end. The substitute coming on in the second half. Left-footed effort after a nice little through ball from Tony McNamee. But again, Cairns in the UCD goal was able to make the save. And Declan, right at the end, around about 5 minutes from the end, another good opportunity. Quartaro played into the area, came in on his right foot when perhaps he should have got a shot away with the left foot, and that wasted opportunity meant that it wasn't to be Harps night. They'll probably take the 0-0 draw in the end, but it could have been so much more.
Yeah, we had enough chances tonight. I mean, just reading through that, and that just tells you how many chances we had. We had four or five really good chances. We were clean through maybe two or three times between Quartaro and Mark, and just didn't pull the trigger when they should have, and delayed striking the ball, and that gave the opportunity to the defender come in and clear it or to make a block on it. But overall, I mean, you can't fault the effort. The lads worked extremely hard. They're well deserved for the draw. We had the opportunities to win the game. We had the opportunity to 9 points clear with three games left and secure the playoff spot. But listen, when you're a Harps fan, it's never easy. It's always going to be the last game, and Ollie said that it'll probably come down to the last game. I think that we could hopefully beat Waterford here in 2 weeks time, and that's just to hopefully secure the playoff spot first. But listen, overall the performance was very, very good, and defended very well when we had, and Mark Anthony made a wonderful save when the game was sitting at 0-0, and that could be the difference come the end of the season.
So it remains 6 points between the two sides at the basement end of the Premier Division. Next up for UCD, it's an away match against Cork City, who lost tonight, by the way, at Bowes. And for Harps, it's an away fixture as well. They go to Dublin to play Shamrock Rovers in what always proves a tough challenge for Harps. So another big weekend ahead. There are three more games left each in the Premier Division. But here tonight at Finn Park, it's finished in a scoreless draw.